we're not that far off. We're really not. I got a lot of confidence in what we can do here if we put a few more pieces in the puzzle and just play with, you know, more confidence than what we played here tonight.
Would you like to see some continuity here, coaching staff and all that kind of
Absolutely.
Thing?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know what kind of voice I have in their opinion, but I love this coaching staff. I love how they get us prepared. I love their attitude of how they come to work every day. And, you know, he has my vote.
As a veteran, do you hope to be asked?
I don't hope to be asked. I just, mm-hmm. you know, I hope they do what's best for all players. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, Tony is best for this team.
Maybe Peyton Manning's lost a little zip on his passes coming into this game. You know him well.
Yeah.
Does he look the same old Manning to you?
How old is Peyton?
38.
If I play as well as he does at 38, I'm going to be damn happy with it. You know, everybody talks about how he's lost a little zip on his pass. Well, I don't run a 4-4 no more. That's what age does, but he still finds a way to hit his wide receivers in stride.
How about if you played as well as Justin Charles Woodson at that age?
I take that one, too. Them guys, man, I don't know where they found their fountain of youth at, but, you know, and you just see, you know, Charles, what is it, 17 for him? You saw him on that punt return. He looked like he could have got one more block and he'd have been off to the races again. And I was joking about him. I said he looked like he could probably run like a 4.7 now. But, you know, those guys are timeless, man. The thing about them is just how they prepare their body and getting to work with Wood all year, just how he prepares his body. And, you know, I mean, he's seen it all. He, you know, a lot of times he's already out of the post before the guy even throws the ball because he knows it's coming. And you know, even when you've lost a step, which I don't think he has, you know, his mind is so much faster than everybody else on the football field. And I'm sure, obviously, that's the same thing with Peyton. They're going to be successful as long as they want to be successful.
You hadn't scored a defensive touchdown all year, and then you get the deflection, and then Keith alertly picks it up, runs it in the end zone for a touchdown. And you guys still didn't have a first down, but you're right there. And you're kind of thinking, well, man, we're still in it. If we can just figure out a way, we're still in this.
Yeah, man. And that, you know, that's how strange the game is, man. You know, at that point in the game, I think Devin is completely dominating us as a football team. And you look up at the scoreboard, it's a one-score game. I wish we would have been able to do a little bit more of that. And like I said, we just didn't play. And that word consistency continues to come up for us, man. That's something that we're going to have to improve on going into this offseason and heading into next year.